Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in. The phone number is 888-455-1360. Aaron, thank you so much for hanging on through the break. What can we do for you?
Well, Seth, you're sitting there talking about the gun-free zones and that they say that the shootings are few and far in between, and you brought up about the mass shooting thing few and far between. But yep. You didn't put the two together. Think about this. Theater in Aurora, Colorado, gun-free zone. Sandy Hook Elementary School, gun-free zone. Every yep. one of these mass shootings has happened in a gun-free zone.
That's correct. That's because they're target-rich environments.
I was just sitting there playing Connect the Dots as you were talking about this, and it's like...
Yeah, and thank you. I appreciate you taking the thought process a little bit further down the road. When you create an area with the ideal of saying, oh, we're going to make this safe. We're going to make it completely safe for everybody. We're going to get rid of the guns. You're going on the assumption that it's the gun that causes the problem. You're ignoring that it is the individual that has the gun that has ill intent that is the problem. And the only way to resolve an individual with a gun that is in possession of ill intent, that is hell-bent on killing some innocent people, the only way to take that situation and neutralize it is with someone with good intent, also with a gun. You're not going to talk to them. You're not going to talk them down. You're not going to negotiate with them. You're going to have to shoot them or make sure that they understand, you know what? Talk softly and carry a big caliber. You have to, if you're going to talk to them, they have to understand that if they don't choose to talk, they choose to become ventilated and probably come to room temperature. So there is that. Aaron, thank you so very, very much for calling in and being a part of the program. All right, let me switch gears, and we're going to talk about government wasteful programs just for a little bit. When I was in Florida, and they have it here too, as far as I can tell. But when I was in Florida over the summer, they had a a breakfast program at the schools, and it was sent out through the media outlets, press release, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody was told, "Hey, if you are 18 and younger, if you are 18 and younger, and you need a good hot breakfast every morning, come to your local school." This is during the summer break. Come to your school. And breakfast will be provided for you. That was a benefit coming from the United States Department of Agriculture. Well, that's awesome. For the individuals who are poor and having trouble putting food on the table, okay. All right, let's do that. Let's solve hunger in this nation. And so I asked one of the individuals that was in charge of this at the local school, I said, how do you verify whether or not the individual is actually in need? Oh, well, they sign a form. Oh, they sign a form. Okay. And then who in the school district office or with the Department of Agriculture, who verifies these forms to make sure that we're not giving away food and money to those that actually don't deserve it? So that when we run out, we're cheating those that need it. How do we verify it? In other words, how do we verify that there's not fraud? Oh, I'm sure somebody takes care of it. I dug. And you know what happens to those forms? They are filed away in case there's ever an inspection or an audit. No one verifies the validity of the claims. No one. So the General Accounting Office decided, you know, why don't we do a sting operation on Obamacare and let's try and submit some bogus applications for Obamacare and see what happens. Obviously, what I just described to you as being a problem with fraud and not verifying the actual need of the government assistance, surely that's a local problem, and yeah, it probably happens here and there, but surely it doesn't happen with the expertly crafted, wonderful product that we call Obamacare. No. An undercover operation, this comes from the nationaljournal.com, an undercover operation found that, guess what? The majority of fake Obamacare applications submitted were approved by the health law's enrollment system. Fake applicants were able to get subsidized insurance coverage in 11 out of 18 attempts. Let's see here. The agency conducted the sting operation to test the strength of the Affordable Care Act's eligibility verification system. The findings will be discussed at a House Ways and Means hearing, I think, next week. And they were revealed in advance so that this discussion could begin. 11 of 12 fake online telephone applications were approved. 5 of 6 phone applications were successful, with the exception of one caller who declined to give a Social Security number. 6 online applications were initially blocked by the verification system, but the investigators were able to find a workaround by going through the call center. The total amount of these credits for the 11 approved applications is about $2,500 monthly, or $30,000 annually. We also obtained cost-sharing reduction subsidies, according to marketplace representatives, in at least 9 of the 11 cases. In other words, fraud. And a whole bunch of it. Does that surprise you? When you have the trough of free everything, not only are you going to attract those who actually need it, but you are going to attract those who want to scam the system, who want a free ride, who want something for nothing, who feel they deserve to have whatever it is that you're offering, even though they didn't do anything for it. Okay, but you got to spend some money on getting those individuals out. But we're not. The government's not. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for Jerry Bader. We'll be right back. Hour number one, gone just like that. 888-455-1360. Let me know what you think.
The Jerry Bader Show.